from a COVID-19 vaccine, cannot sue Pfizer, cannot sue AstraZeneca, cannot sue Moderna. You can't sue. And therefore, the industry has no need to make a safer product. Instead, you have to try and go to some court system run by your own government. Why? Because your government is the one that is now liable. So think about this. If vaccines do maim and injure children, the way millions of parents have said, if these people really are dying from the coronavirus vaccine, as we're reading in headlines, even though doctors say there's no connection between that death and the vaccine, even a woman that just died 20 minutes after the vaccine while they were watching her in the waiting room, they said, well, that's not connected to the vaccine. If it is connected, who's responsible? The United States government. And do you know how much money that would cost? For autism alone, if autism proves to ever, you know, if anyone proves that it is caused by the vaccines, and our government has been forcing every kid going into a school to get that vaccine, and therefore our government has caused autism, when all of the work in courts tried to take that connection away, they were paying out about $3 to $5 million for every case of autism, because that's how much it costs a parent to handle that issue. Imagine if the million people that will have autism about 10 or 15 years from now in the United States of America could sue for $3 to $5 million apiece. That would bankrupt the United States of America. So if you don't think there's an incentive to lie to you or to not investigate the safety of these things, then you should look at the liability. And if you don't think every government in the world or bad actors may someday want control over your body and control over populations so that they can do what they want, then you really haven't read your history. If we can be injected with products we do not control, we are no longer free citizens. We aren't even slaves. We have just become farm animals. That's it. If you can't control what's being injected into your body, you are nothing more than a product of the U.S. government, and they own you.
Remember, corporations exist to increase value to their shareholders. Basta. Puncto. Not benefit their customers. Now add to that the fact that you are forced to buy their products no matter how murderous and crippling they are. When was there ever a worse recipe for guaranteed disaster? For that is the aim of this game. Viruses are imaginary. Like the devil and Yahweh. But you are tricked, deceived, coerced, and finally forced to believe and submit to the priest's arbitrary prescriptions and prescriptions. They have no interest in saving you. Their only interest is self-interest. A lust for power, privilege, and wealth, as slave masters. Using the most powerful chains. Invisible chains of faith and belief and terror of imaginary threats, and the real threat of state violence for free-thinking heretics and apostates. The word they will not use is goyim, goys, cattle. It is what the cult of Judah refer to us as, in their mission statements called the Torah and the Talmud. The nations are goys. Dumb cattle. To be chipped, dipped, vaxzued, fleeced, worked to death, and slaughtered. They are the shepherd the sheeple implicitly trust to protect them from imaginary threats. Man is wolf to man. Man is the real threat. Human nature. Homo fideo will always be enslaved by an elite of sociopathic priests and protectors.